From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Nearly 100 dead in terror attack. A suicide car bomb Saturday ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. The terror attack killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 160 others. Reuters' Scarlett Savichinovich reports.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. A representative of Italian aid group Emergency called the attack a massacre. This man, a witness, says he was sitting in his shop when he heard the blast, which shattered all the windows in the building. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
That was Scarlett Svitinovich reporting for Reuters. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. believed it was Russia's responsibility to curb Syria's use of chemical weapons. Speaking at a news conference in Poland, Tillerson stood by his earlier comments that the Russia-backed Syrian government may still be using chemical weapons against its own people following a suspected chlorine attack in eastern Ghouta.
The chemical weapons are clearly there. They're being used against civilian populations and the most vulnerable children inside of Syria. And I think President Trump was pretty clear the last time he saw this happen inside of Syria. So we are holding Russia responsible for addressing this.
Tillerson traveled to Europe earlier this week. Then his last stop was Davos, Switzerland.